The World Economic Forum at Davos will have an immense impact on the world in the coming years. But what will it mean to you and me? How is it actually going to affect us in our day-to-day life? That is the question I want to answer today. Hey everyone, welcome to the Crossroads of Tomorrow podcast. Today, let's chat about something you might not have heard of. The World Economic Forum, often just called Davos, because it happens in Davos, Switzerland. This is kind of like the Olympics for world leaders, business bigwigs, and experts who get together every year. So what actually happens at Davos? Picture this, you've got presidents, prime ministers, CEOs, and even celebrities all hanging out in one place. They talk about big issues like the economy, technology, and how to make the world a better place. It's like a giant brainstorming session for global problems. But here's the catch. Some people think Davos is just a fancy get-together for powerful people. It's kind of exclusive, and not everyone feels like it's making a real difference for ordinary people like you and me. In a nutshell, the World Economic Forum is where the big decisions are talked about, and it's a chance for leaders to come up with ideas to tackle some of the world's toughest challenges. It's a big deal in the world of global politics and business. This year, the Davos event was a significant gathering, bringing together around 3,000 leaders from over 125 countries. This year, the Davos event was a significant gathering, bringing together around 3,000 leaders from over 125 countries. The main focus was on rebuilding trust amid growing global fragmentation and polarization. This meeting was a critical platform for dialogue, cooperation, and action-oriented partnerships across diverse viewpoints on key global challenges. First off, promoting global and social stability. Discussions centered on stabilizing geopolitics, especially in the Middle East. For businesses, this means navigating a complex international landscape. Stability can lead to more predictable markets and investment opportunities, but also requires agility to adapt to changing geopolitical climates. Second, cybersecurity and digital trust. With our world becoming increasingly digital, cybersecurity is crucial. Businesses must invest in robust security measures and stay abreast of evolving threats. This also opens up market opportunities for companies specializing in cybersecurity solutions. Thirdly, and also my personal favorite, advancements in AI and technology. The integration of AI across various sectors was a focal point. Businesses must understand AI's potential and its ethical implications. Adapting to an AI-driven changes could be key to staying competitive and innovative. Fourthly, carbon neutrality and sustainable development. The push for carbon neutrality emphasizes the need for green investments and sustainable practices. This shift may require businesses to innovate and adapt their models, but also opens up new markets in green technology and sustainable products, and this has been looked at for years. Fifthly, accessible energy, food, and water, a very important one. Ensuring access to these essentials in a sustainable manner presents challenges, but also opportunities for businesses, especially in the energy and agribusiness sectors. And lastly, global governance reform. The forum highlighted the need for more inclusive global governance. This could lead to new policies and regulations affecting international business operations, emphasizing the need for global thinking and local adaptation. Economic growth and trade were also major topics. There was a consensus on the need for a new growth model that balances drivers of growth and productivity with innovation, inclusion, sustainability, and resilience. Leaders like Pedro Sanchez, Prime Minister of Spain, and Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, Director General of the World Trade Organization, spoke about rethinking globalization and ensuring equitable benefits. Like I said, AI was a hot topic, with discussions focusing on balancing its potential benefits against concerns about security, privacy, and ethical implications. Microsoft's Satya Nadella and OpenAI's Sam Altman were among the tech leaders who addressed these issues, stressing the need for responsible and accessible AI development. The annual meeting facilitated over 450 sessions and workshops, fostering dialogue and alignment across various perspectives. The forum and its partners launched or advanced more than 50 high-impact initiatives, serving as platforms for collaboration across geographies and industries. These initiatives range from enhancing global cooperation, investing in humanitarian and resilience efforts, to focusing on sustainable development and digital transformation. The 54th World Economic Forum annual meeting in 2024 was a significant event, where global leaders gathered to discuss and find solutions to some of the most pressing issues facing the world today. The themes of rebuilding trust, enhancing global cooperation, balancing economic growth with sustainability, managing AI's impact, and tackling climate change were at the forefront of the discussions. The meeting underscored the interconnectedness of global challenges and the critical need for collective action and inclusive solutions. In essence, the discussions at Davos 2024 signal a shift in global business trends, where sustainability, digital trust, and stability are key drivers. Businesses must adapt to these changes, balancing innovation with ethical considerations and sustainability. This is not just about responding to immediate challenges, but also shaping a resilient and prosperous future in a rapidly evolving world. But why does Davos, this big event of the World Economic Forum, seem like a VIP-only club with world leaders, business moguls, and top experts? Well, it's actually pretty straightforward. Davos is all about tackling huge global issues, as you might have noticed. We're talking about the economy, climate change, technology, you name it. These topics are complex and have a massive impact worldwide. So they need the big decision makers, the people who have the power and influence to make real changes. That's why you see presidents, CEOs, and experts there. They're the ones who can shape policies and make decisions that affect us all. It's like a brainstorming session for the planet, with the people who can actually turn ideas into action. It has real-world implications for everyone, including those in professional services like myself and other sectors. For instance, if Davos focuses on digital trust and cybersecurity, which was a big part of this year, it could lead to new industry standards and regulations. Professionals might need to upskill or adapt these changes. Similarly, discussions on sustainability could shift business models, affecting jobs and daily operations. Davos sets the tone for global economic and social policies, influencing the environment we work and live in, making it relevant even to those not in the Swiss Alps. Now we're going to actually dive into a really important question, and a question you might actually be asking yourself. What does the 2024 Davos World Economic Forum mean for you and for me, the everyday folk? We've heard about the big talks and the big names, but let's break down how this global summit could actually ripple into our daily lives. First up, global and social stability. Davos 2024 focused heavily on this. Imagine a world where geopolitics are more predictable. This could mean less uncertainty in the markets, potentially impacting everything from the price of your morning coffee to your retirement savings. For businesses, stability can foster growth, leading to more job opportunities and economic security for us all. Then there's the digital world. A huge part of our lives, right? The conversations at Davos about cybersecurity are super relevant. We're all online all the time. Improving cybersecurity means better protection for our personal data. This also might lead to more regulations and safer online spaces, which is a win for everyone who's ever felt uneasy about their digital footprint. Artificial intelligence was a biggie at Davos. This isn't just sci-fi stuff. It's about the tech that could change how we work, shop, and even get medical care. The decisions made at Davos might shape how quickly and ethically these technologies are introduced in our lives. It could mean new jobs in tech, or it could mean having to learn new skills to keep up. Exciting, but also a bit of a challenge. Climate change and sustainability were huge this year. This affects us all. I expect to see more green products, changes in energy use, and maybe even new jobs in sustainable industries. This is about protecting our planet, and it's also about new opportunities in a world that's trying to be kinder to the environment. The discussions on ensuring access to energy, food, and water were also quite a big topic this year. This could impact how much we pay for these essentials, and it might lead to innovations that make them more sustainable and accessible. It's about making sure that we all have what we need to live well. And lastly, the global governance talk. It might sound distant, but it's about making sure that the rules and policies affecting international businesses are fair and inclusive. This can impact everything from the products we buy to the jobs available in our communities. So what can we expect from all these discussions? Real change takes time, but the seeds planted at Davos often grow into policies and innovation that reach every corner of our lives. We can expect to see businesses adapting to these new global trends, which means our jobs and daily routines might change too. It's about being prepared, staying informed, and maybe even excited about what's to come. In essence, Davos isn't just a gathering for the world's elite. It's a forum where ideas are born that can shape our future. For us, the ordinary people, it means living in a world that's hopefully more stable, more secure, and more sustainable. It's about the big decisions that, in one way or another, trickle down to our everyday lives. Thanks for tuning into the Crossroads of Tomorrow. It's been great diving into this with you. Remember, these global events might seem far away, but they're reshaping the world we all share. Stay curious, stay informed, and let's navigate these exciting times together. See you all in the next episode. Thank you.